In this bulletin, Hurricane Dorian intensifies to a Category 5 storm as it gets closer to the Bahamas. Rallies held across the country in support of a Tamil asylum seeker family facing deportation. And in rugby league, St George lose their 8th game out of 9 in a row. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Hurricane Dorian is expected to bring 2 days' worth of wind and rain in what has become the strongest storm in modern records to hit the northwest Bahamas. Dorian made landfall in the Abaco Islands as a Category 5 storm on Sunday, with maximum sustained winds of 295 kilometres an hour and gusts of more than 354 kilometres an hour. US President Donald Trump has been briefed by emergency management officials and says a Category 5 storm is rare.
I've seen some Category 4s, you don't even see them that much, but a Category 5 is something that I don't know that I've ever even heard the term, other than I know it's there. That's the ultimate, and that's what we have, unfortunately.
A Tamil asylum seeker family in an Australian detention centre on Christmas Island is waiting to find out if a court will allow them to stay. Priya and her husband Nadez and their 2 Australian-born children were taken to the island over the weekend, with their solicitor due back in the federal court in regards to the family's possible deportation. The federal court extended an interim injunction until Wednesday after lawyers argued the youngest child had not yet been assessed for a protection visa. Over the weekend, thousands rallied across the country demanding the family be saved from deportation, including this woman in Sydney.
I'm hoping that the government will be able to see that the community wants them to stay and that they have contributed to our community. The Bilawila community want them to stay.
The family had been held at a Darwin military base after a temporary injunction thwarted their deportation from Melbourne to Sri Lanka last week. The death toll in a Texas shooting has increased to 7. As authorities investigate why a man stopped for failing to signal a left turn, opened fire and then sped off. The man shot more than 20 people as he drove before being killed by officers outside a movie theatre. The gunman has been identified as a man aged in his 30s, but police have not released a name or possible motive. Odessa Police Chief Michael Gurk says authorities have no definitive answers yet about Saturday's shooting.
We are fairly certain that this subject did act alone. You'll notice that I'm not naming this subject, and there's a reason for that. I refuse to. I'm not going to give him any notoriety for what he did.
A plane carrying 8 people has crashed into a resort south of the Philippine capital. At least one body has been removed from the wreckage. The light plane burst into flames in the Laguna province and ignited a fire. Police say 2 people on the ground were injured and taken to hospital. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and US Vice President Mike Pence have joined local leaders to commemorate 80 years since the start of World War II in Poland, where the conflict is still a live political issue. Few places saw death and destruction on the scale of Poland, which lost about a fifth of its population, including the vast majority of its 3 million Jewish citizens. Ceremonies began before dawn on Sunday in the small town of Wielone, the site of one of the first bombings of the war on September 1, 1939, with speeches by Polish and German leaders. Polish President Andrzej Duda spoke at the ceremony.
It was a normal world. A normal world that was destroyed in defiance of all principles, in defiance of the principles of international law. It was a war crime. World War II started with a war crime.
In rugby league, St George Illawarra coach Paul McGregor has conceded he has a role to play in the Dragons' continuing losses. The team lost their 8th game from 9 yesterday, conceding 5 second-half tries to lose 42-14 at the Sydney Cricket Ground. The team is now set to finish 15th, the lowest score in the merged club's history. The club has suffered a bad year on and off the field, with the Jack DeBellin court case causing distraction for the team. Star player Gareth Widdop's absence because of a shoulder injury has also affected the team's performance. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers increasing 20. Adelaide, a shower or two clearing, also 20. Melbourne, shower or two later, 19. Hobart, mostly sunny, 17. Canberra, sunny, 19. Wollongong, much the same, 19. Sydney, sunny, 21. Newcastle, early fog, then sunny, 22. Brisbane, much the same, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, sunny, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Thank you.